Chapter 1. Kundalini, Shaktipat and Related Matters. Before we venture into the beauties of the mystical theology, we need some understanding of the Holy Spirit or Shakti, which is the divine creative principle of God. In particular, how Kundalini Shakti relates to our spiritual exercises and progress. And furthermore, how awakening Kundalini through Shaktipat is a gift of divine grace. Shaktipat initiation is the baptism by fire. Kundalini and Shaktipat. Shaktipat, descent of grace, is a sacred initiation, not a path. However, Shaktipat awakens the subtle energy, Kundalini, that gives success in any chosen spiritual path. All paths aim at awakening this most sacred Kundalini energy in man. A path that begins with the awakening of the sacred energy begins where all the other paths end. The word Kundalini comes from Kunda, which means coiled or spiraled. Kundalini resides in the etherical body just above the root chakra at the perineum in a place called Kanda, which simply means bulb. The etherical body is made up of the most subtle physical element, traditionally called ether. It lives and dies with the regular physical body. All the subtle energy channels, nadis, reside in the etherical body. So does Kundalini. That is why surgeons will never find Kundalini, nadis or chakras. Inside Kanda Kundalini is coiled 3.5 times around the core of Kanda. This core is said to be a symbolic representation of Shiva, metaphorically called a Shivalingam, the phallus of Shiva. It is so called because the emanation of Shiva is the seed of everything created, be it gross or subtle. Shiva in this context does not mean a god person, but the in itself resting pure beingness of the absolute. Kundalini is the primal force in man. Out of this coiled up Kundalini is constantly emanated vital forces, pranas, that keep your body and mind functioning. These pranas flow in the 72,000 nadis in the etherical body and vitalize the physical body. So the etherical body could also be called the vital body. Evolution has a specific goal. Evolution is not survival of the fittest, as Darwin assumed. At least not for mankind. The knowledge of this goal is inherent in Kundalini. Thus, Kundalini is inherently intelligent. However, for this evolutionary force to develop one's full potential as an enlightened being, Kundalini has to rise inside the nadi called Sushumna. Sushumna resides in the spine, and the entrance to the spine is blocked by a knot, granthi. If this knot is not untied, so Kundalini flows up inside the spine, there would not be much spiritual progress. Kundalini can operate in four modes. The normal mode, which is the same as what we call sleeping. The aroused mode, where a large amount of energy is released into the system. It may or may not enter the spine. If it does not, it may be pleasant or unpleasant. The awakened mode. This mode is granted through Shaktipat. Kundalini Shakti operates inside the spine and the entire central nervous system. The uncoiled mode. The Kundalini snake uncoils and rises in the canalis centralis inside the spinal cord and travels up to merge with the pure being in the brain, which is the crown chakra. This is currently very rare. It happens through the grace of God. In the First and second circumstance, Kundalini Shakti is focused on the outside world. In the third and fourth, it is focused inwardly. When focused outwardly, it gathers sense impressions, samskaras, and builds up karma. When focused inwardly, it eradicates samskaras and cleans the soul, mind, and spirit of karma. It also grants the love of God as well as devotion and surrender to God. This is extremely important.